issues that we've been working on, so we appreciate everyone's patience.
I'm not sure I would call this last minute.
They are passing out bills, copies of the bill, and this bill will be amended. It's also available online if you don't happen to pick up one of the bills. The way we're going to proceed, Senator Cohen will be making a motion to adopt the conference committee report. Much of this report was already passed in a bill that was vetoed earlier, and we're asking staff then, after Senator Cohen makes his motion, to point out the changes from the original bill. So with that, Senator Cohen, do you want to make the motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that House File 3834 be recommended to pass and be adopted as the conference committee report.
Okay, that motion is before us, and
they're passing out the...
So we will... just ask staff, and I'm not sure which one of you wants to go first. Okay. Mr. Marks will start going through the bill first, then, to point out the differences from the bill that was originally passed. Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair, members, Article 1 is just the summary, and those numbers are adjusted to reflect changes later. Article 2 is the cash flow article. This article is mostly identical to what was in House File 2037 earlier this week. There have been some changes that have been worked out with the Department of Revenue and interested parties as far as the timing on the sales tax payments here, and the language in here reflects those changes. That's been agreed to and actually helps cash flow apparently a little more than the previous language did. Article 3 is the E-12 education article. This article is almost totally identical to what was in House File 2037, except that the aid payment shift is at 70% and 30% instead of 73-27. And then appropriations are adjusted accordingly in there. And in Article 4, which is the education forecast adjustments, the appropriations in Article 4 are all adjusted to reflect a 70-30 payment schedule instead of 73-27. In the education articles, though, I believe that is the only change from what was in House File 2037 earlier in the week, is the aid payment shift is at 70-30 instead of 73-27.
So, Mr. Chairman and members, picking up then with Article 5, some of these will go quite a bit more quickly. Higher education, Article 5, is the same language as it was in the bill that was previously vetoed, with one exception, and that is that on page 23, line 11, the appropriation to the state grant program that is contingent upon the state's receipt of additional FMAP funding is $35 million instead of $36 million. There are no changes to the Environment and Natural Resources article, Article 6. There in Article 7, the energy article, there were no changes relative to 2037. There were no changes in Article 8, the agriculture article, relative to 2037. There were no changes in the employment and economic development article relative to 2037. In the transportation article, Article 10, there is an additional one-time reduction to the transit programs in fiscal 11. The $10 million is allocated proportionally to Greater Minnesota Transit and Metropolitan Transit, with an additional reduction of $8.55 million to Metropolitan Transit and $1.45 million to Greater Minnesota Transit. There are no changes to Article 11. And in Article 12, there was a technical correction on line 35, line 29, just to adjust the base rider to reflect the permanent reduction to the Department of Administration. That was a technical error in the previous bill. And then beginning on the bottom of 25, the language as it is before you at this time, there were a couple of reserves, transfers entered into the bill. The first one on the bottom of page 35 is a $30 million transfer to be made by the Commissioner of Management and Budget from the Contingent Reserve Employee Insurance Trust Fund, otherwise known as CGIP, by June 30th, 2011, and repaid from the general fund $30 million plus interest by June 30th, 2012.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cohen.
I apologize for interrupting Mr. Mossman, but we've learned there might be a problem with that CGIP $30 million, and we have something to substitute for that, and we'll have the language.
Yeah, we're preparing, Senator Cohen, as you know, the amendment to address that.
Mr. Chairman, members, then continuing on page 36, line 17, there is a temporary transfer loan from the Healthcare Access Fund of up to $40 million, provided that there is a balance of that amount by June 30th, 2011. And by June 30th, 2012, there is an appropriation in the bill for that money to be returned from the general fund to the Healthcare Access Fund. And then, Mr. Chairman, Section 8, beginning on the bottom of page 36, line 32, and running to the end of the article, is a general reduction, across-the-board reduction, to state agencies and programs funded by the general fund. It is a total dollar amount of $14 million. And it is amounts to approximately 0.5% of 2011 appropriations, with a number of budget areas and program areas exempted. Just beginning on page 37 to highlight some of them, it would exclude all K-12 education except for the Department of Education. It would exclude higher education except for the Office of Higher Education. It would exclude human services except for the state agency operations in that budget area. It would exclude the pension programs in the Department of Management and Budget. And I don't, maybe Mr. Marks has some others to be highlighted, but otherwise it generally applies to most all of the budget areas. Obviously, it exempts debt service as well. And that's the end. Those are the changes in Article 12. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair and members. Yes, absolutely. It also exempts veterans and military affairs.
And, Mr. Chair, the Metropolitan Council appropriations would be excluded. There's already a reduction to those in another article.
Mr. Chairman and members, Mr. Watson is pointing out that we probably will, when we get to the point of taking amendments, need an adjustment to the language on line 37.30, page 37, line 34, just to address my recent comment on the fact that pensions appropriations were exempted from the Department of Management and Budget.
Somebody will have an amendment there. At the appropriate time, or
it's delaying.
Yeah, we need to work on it a little bit. Yeah. Okay, I understand, Senator Cohen, that you're just saying they need to work on that a little bit before we. the section is going to be. No, Senator Bertolo is going to be.
We need to do the first. We should do the first one.
We didn't quite rehearse this.
Mr. Chairman and members, continuing on in the Article 13, Health and Human Services, this is the, there will be more discussion of Health and Human Services later. This was the Health and Human Services article that was in Chapter 2037 related to some previous reductions and the recent court case and the items that the governor had previously unallotted, and there's some adjustments in this article. The only adjustments are that the delay in continuing care payments is increased the second year of the biennium fiscal 2011. The reduction of $2.5 million for the delay of those payments is included. The reduction for the personal care assistant worker hours to 275 hours a month is included for fiscal 2011. The suspension of the ICFMR occupancy rate adjustment for 2011 at a savings of $225,000 is included in the bill. And there is a partial reduction relative to the previous unallotment for the child support enforcement of $1.249 million.
And that, Mr. Chair, Article 14, the tax aids and credits, I believe there are no changes from what was in House File 2037.
Senator Berglund, it's my understanding that you'll be explaining the Health and Human Service section and then calling on some of the Health and Human Service staff as needed. Are we ready to move to that?
And just so that there's no ambiguity, Article 15 is a technical adjustments article that is there's no changes relative to 2037, and then that completes bringing you to the Health and Human Services article beginning in Article 16.
Senator Berglund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to describe this in regard to changes made to the previously passed bill. The limitation on rehabilitation services is not included. The work participation bonus is reinstated at $25 a month. The housing with services consultation portion of that proposal is not included in this proposal. The nurse midwives are no longer included in the Medicare to Medicaid rate cut. The HMO surcharge is reduced to half. And there's a 5% increase in the rates to Minnesota Care for childless adults. If there are any questions, either I or the staff could answer them.
Okay, are there questions on the Health and Human Service section? Mr. Marks.
I do have a couple of amendments if you wanted to take them out of this
section. Mr. Chairman, we're going to hold on the amendments, I think, until we finish going through the entirety of the bill.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair, members, there's Article 24, which is on page 189 and is sort of in the middle of the Health and Human Services, is that it's entitled Health and Human Services Contingent Appropriations, and this is actually a section that was not in the previous bill. This picks up language that's necessary to make the state eligible to receive the additional FMAP if it should become available, the $408 million of FMAP. Basically, this is extending certain appropriations for or increasing certain appropriations, continuing eligibilities for another 6 months. It would be the January through June of 2011 period if that money becomes available.
Should be done. takes care of the one.
Mr. Chairman, again, just Mr. Marks's comments about the FMAP article does remind me that the other change, just in case there are people wondering, in the 2037 back in Article 13, the fiscal 2011 appropriation reductions in that article were previously contingent tied to the FMAP coming in, and that is no longer the case.
Okay, we I think we're ready to start to amend this then.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, if we're ready to start taking amendments to the bill, let me first ask that we have distributed. There's a higher education amendment, which I think Mr. Watson has, if we could have that distributed. And Mr. Chairman, Senator Pappas is here, and this is something that she's worked out with Representative Rukavina, if I'm not mistaken. It's on page, as you can tell from the amendment, 23. Page 23, and deals with how to handle the cut to the MNSCU system. And, Mr. Chairman, maybe I could ask, I guess it hasn't quite been distributed, but maybe I could ask Senator Pappas to come to the witness table and just let us know what this is all about.
Mr. Chairman and members, the central office of MNSCU has always been willing to take reductions that are proportionate to what they receive compared to the campuses, and this reduction was on top of a previous reduction that will create a hardship for the central office. So in my conversations with the system and the conversations with Representative Rukavina, he felt that the central office should take at least a $2 million cut. And so that's what this amendment represents.
And I, Senator Cohen, have had conversations with Representative Rukavina. I don't believe he's in the room, but he shared this with me as well. So I think we would need a motion to adopt the amendment.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would move adoption of the A1 amendment.
The motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
And then, Mr. Chairman?
We have Longchester amendment next week.
Is that ready? Corey, do you want to do the amendment?
You want to do this one next?
Sure.
Okay, this is, we need somebody to distribute this one. This will be by Representative Lencheski. Oh, you got one. Okay. Representative Lencheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the JM H3834A1 amendment. I'd like to move that.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Lencheski.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a delayment in paying refunds, the corporate franchise and sales capital equipment funds to the number to get us to $152 million. And I've talked to Representative Carlson and Senator Cohen and Senator Bach, and I just was on the phone with Commissioner Ines, and seems like this is all set to go and will work, so we want to add this at this time.
And Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure, Senator Bach, I know originally we had talked about carrying this provision in your bill, and the decision is now to have it in this bill, and that you've agreed to that. Is that correct?
Senator Cohen, yes. I just think people probably need to recognize that there will be a cost in 12 and 13 for interest for the delayed refunds. Current law requires that interest be paid on the refund delays. When the amount in the bill was $122 million, I believe we were carrying $600,000 in 12 and 13 for interest. So that number will go up some now, but expect it will still be less than a million dollars. But there will be a cost in fiscal year 12 for the payment delay.
Senator Stump.
Mr. Chairman, do we know what page this goes on?
Mr. Chairman?
Good question.
Mr.
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, it would be on page 64 after line 18, and it would be section 5.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody have that change on the amendment then. Any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, part of this amendment we just had from Rosalyn Lincheski results from a problem that developed with the appropriation made on, not the appropriation, but the cut made on page 35. This is the insurance contingency reserve loan. I want to make sure I was given some language, but I'm not sure the line reference is correct. So I'm going to... So this was the money coming from the CGIP fund of $30 million. When we were dealing with that capital equipment delay, originally we were looking at $122 million. They have discovered the $30 million problem, and then Representative Lincheski and in particular House staff, I think Mr. Michaels and others, have worked on trying to come up with the extra $30 million. So we would eliminate the section, then the CGIP section, which I believe would be page 35, line 31 to 36, and page 36, line 7 to 16. Mr. Watson, if that reference is correct. Okay, so I would make that motion to eliminate that section of the bill.
Okay, that motion is before us. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Senator Cohen?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berglund has a couple of amendments.
Yes. Senator Bergen.
A3.
Has
yes.
that one been distributed? I guess it's coming out right now. I think everybody has it, or I guess no, still coming now. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll just briefly explain the amendment. The first line of the amendment, line 3, 1.3, is an effective date change for a federal conformity item. The date change was provided by the Department of Human Services. And the next two lines are a date change by one day of the phase out of the MINDO program.
Okay, I didn't hear. Did you move the amendment?
I did.
Okay, the motion to adopt then the A3 amendment is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Senator Berglund?
I have an A2 amendment.
Okay, and that one is being distributed, I think.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the A2 amendment. First line on 1.3 is a date change correction for the bill. And then this amendment would add $1 million in fiscal year 2011 to the Commissioner of Health for the Positive Alternatives Grants. And the other lines just correct the numbers to account for this appropriation.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Because. Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
And Mr. Chairman, I understand there were, I think Mr. Mossman, you had referenced, or Mr. Marks, a technical amendment on page 37.
Mr. Chairman, members, on page 37, line 34, I believe if you... On page 37, line 34, strike all general fund appropriations and insert state agency operations.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would make that motion.
Okay, that motion is before us. Any discussion? Everybody have it? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Then, Mr. Chairman, if I can inquire of Ms. Novak, Mr. Watson, if there are any other technical amendments that you're aware of.
Mr. Watson, did you see?
Mr. Chairman, there is one transposition of some numbers. On page 38, the lines that are numbered 39.1 and 39.2, the million, 249, and the zero are reversed. So line 39.1 should be the negative 249, and line 39.2 should be a zero.
Does everyone have that change? Apparently, that's a separate. Representative Lincheski, you want to move that change?
Sure.
So motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any other technical amendments that anybody's aware of at this point?
So, yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I might, I think what we'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, let me suggest that we recess for a few minutes to determine in the context of where we are with what's going on an overall basis. We get a little bit of direction as to what's going on upstairs. So I'd like to suggest we just recess for a few minutes, if members can maybe, Mr. Chairman, just stay here or stay in the vicinity. We should be able to take care of this fairly quickly.
We just want to make sure this bill will be one of the last ones, that there isn't anything else that we may need to do. We've done everything that we're aware of at this point, but we just want to double check to make sure that there isn't anything else that we need to accomplish. So we will be, let's say 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes we're in recess, but if everybody could stay very close to the room, because we'll be coming.